What's her name? His name?
Jacob.
Jacob. Ooh, that's a good name. Jacob. All right. Exodus 3, the burning bush. Exodus 3, the burning bush. How many know that fire has two functions? Two functions to fire. This is holy fire. These are God's two functions. He could either be merciful to those who believe in Christ Jesus, to those who are righteous by faith, or it could be destructive, judgmental, and punishing to those that are unbelievers who do not. So there's two groups. And so fire, you never know when you see fire whether that's going to destroy something or whether it's going to build up and forgive someone. You don't know that. Because the severity of God is severe, but the mercy of God is merciful. That's it. So when you learn that, and that's what Moses, this is the third chapter, Moses wants then to see something that he saw. He didn't understand it. So here's how it starts out. Now, this has nothing to do with today. This has to do with history. But it has everything to do with today. So everything you're experiencing today is not real. I'm going to say it again. Everything you're experiencing today is not real. Only the invisible things are real. So everybody today is nervous because it seems like we're going backwards. It seems like things aren't working out well for Israel and for the nations and for America. And it seems like that, appears like that. How many know appearance is not reality? Appearance is not reality. And Christianity is 100% invisible, except for this Bible. All you have from God is this Bible that has been carried on for thousands of years. This Bible is not only true, it's the only thing that's true. It's the only instruction you need. It's the only teaching that you have to get a hold of, and that's what I'm going to do today. Now, I'm going to say some things that will upset you, and I want to upset you, because people today are wrong about what's going on. You have to understand the times. This is the time to wake up and grow up. This is the time to wake up and grow up. So most people today are nervous. They're like uncertain. And you want certainty in an uncertain world. That Bible. That Bible is all you have. Sorry. It's like just, it has so many versions, you don't even know which version to pick. And so many denominations, you don't know which one's true and false. And all of that stuff. God not only approves of that, He wants that to be the case. He wants to disturb you from your lukewarmness. How many here are part of a lukewarm church? No, we're not lukewarm. We're hot. Zestos. Z-E-S-T-O-S. Zestos means the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do everything. In fact, I'm going to say now something really disturbing. You don't know what you're talking about. But when you believe in Jesus, you're right on. When you believe in Jesus, if all your faith is in Jesus and not in yourself, because everybody's trying to be a God. Everybody wants to be a rival to God and have all the control and all the understanding and all the answers. You don't need them. You don't need them. All you just need is Jesus. And you don't have to understand it. You don't have to want it. You don't have to even do it. Did you know what I'm saying? So, but today people want to be God. They want to be God. And so the gods are ruling us now in America. And America used to be a religious nation, a moral people. Well, that's how John Adams said it way back in the 1700s. And he said, this republic of laws is not designed for anything except religious and moral people. Now, what he didn't know, because he didn't know the Greek and the Hebrew and the Latin and so on and so forth, he probably knew Latin, but he really didn't know that. And so if he'd have understood it, that Christians are not moral. I'm going to say that again because you didn't understand what I just said. They're not moral. In other words, man-made morals. You just pretending like you're doing something good, doing a good work like Catholics believe, or like the Jewish people believe, or like the Muslims believe, or like the Hindus believe, or like the Confucianists believe, because they're all under law. You're not under a law. You're under the Spirit. I mean, no, there's a difference between being born of the flesh and born of the Spirit. You're a spiritual people. And so you can't figure this out with your brain. Your brain will never accept Christianity. Never. Ever. And all the smartest people in the world aren't Christian. They think they're doing what's right. They think what they're doing is, I'm trying to burn everything down so I can build it up again. And so your fire will either destroy people or it will mercifully love people. How many know there's two parts to the covenant? Love God with all your heart and soul and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. That's it. That's it. That's it. When you do that, how do you do it? You don't. By the way, no one has ever done it. The only one that ever did that was Jesus Christ. And he did it for you. He did it for you. Then he's doing it in you. Now he's going to do it with you. So just Jesus hogs the whole show. You understand that? Jesus, wants the little squirts that you don't get any of this milk. I'm going to get it. And so everybody wants to be a god themselves. They want to understand everything. You're not going to. They want to be happy. You're not going to. They want to have no problems. They want to have pleasure all the time. They want everything to go their way. How many know that's the American dream, but it's not the Christian message? The Christian message is, in the world you suffer. Did you know that? It's in the Bible. It actually says that in this world, you're going to suffer. So happiness is not permanent. I mean, you can have it for a few minutes from a beer or something, and then it goes away. And so everybody has a wrong understanding of Christianity as the American dream, especially in America. And now you're losing everything. You have to do things you don't want to do. You're forced. They're going to force you against your will, because you're looking for something in this world instead of in the world yet to come. Did you know in the world yet to come you'll rule? You don't rule today. The Catholic Church doesn't rule. The Buddhists don't rule. The Muslims don't rule. None of them. None of them. Now, I hope I disturbed a few of you to wake you up, because you'll never understand this bush that Moses saw that burns and was not consumed. So, I'm going to read. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, not his own. So he kept the flock of sheep of his father-in-law. And he, Jethro, was the priest of Midian. And the wife that he married was one of his daughters. So he married a priestess. And he led the flock to the backside of the desert. In other words, the place no one wants to go. And he came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him, verse 2, in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked at it. And behold, the bush burned with fire, but yet the bush was not consumed. So you're looking today at the fire And you don't know if this is fire that will be nice to you, merciful to you, or you don't know that it'll be a punishment for somebody for doing wrong or something bad. So it could destroy, or it could actually not be severe. It could actually be mercy. And I'm always on the side of mercy because I sin so much. I have to have mercy every day. Did you hear what I just said? I have to have mercy every single day. And people that are, you know, would see me, they would judge me because I thought you were a Christian. Well, yeah, by faith. Well, I can't see the faith. I can't see how your faith isn't active in love. Well, I did it by faith. And so people don't like that. That's why people want to be atheists or, you know, somebody who doubts that God really exists. I used to be like that, but I wasn't an atheist. But I just believed that God was not relevant to my life. And so I wasn't mad at him. I wouldn't even waste time on it. I just think he was irrelevant to my life. And so I wanted to make my life mean something. Young people are like that. I don't know how many young people we have here, but they want to be something, want to be a hill of beans or something. They want to make their kind of like record on this world. So it's not going to happen. Never happens. Man is totally incapable of doing anything. I'll say that again because you probably didn't understand that sentence. Man is incapable of doing any good work that would please God. So the world is designed not to work. The world is designed by God not to work without God. It's totally designed that way. So if you have God, you have everything. So God wants to communicate with man. So he's about to talk to Moses. This burning bush is burning. And he sees it's keeping burning, but it's not consuming the bush. And the bush has all kinds of things on it, but it's not. And he's sound like, whoa, this is an interesting thing. How many know God is interesting? Because he does weird things, strange things. Like he can even save sinners. It's like you can sin all you want. It doesn't bother God at all. God is not, he allows it. Why does God allow people to be evil and mean and nasty and filthy and corrupt? They're all over the place. Sometimes they're in the politicians. Sometimes they're funeral directors and, you know, the tax collectors. And so people just don't like the world because it's not really what I want. I want this world to work for me. But it's hard because the bad people are controlling all the points. They got it. Somebody owns the sugar, somebody owns this, and somebody owns that, and somebody has control over. And everyone wants to think for me, and everyone wants to act for me. I resist high-pressured salesmen. I totally resist them because they know they want me to be persuaded. And I'm not. And so I just said, nah, not interested. So I don't care if I hurt their feelings or not. No, I don't want that. Well, you'd be blessed, and I don't want to hear it. Bye. And so I resist all forms of salesmanship. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is my old self. Today, I don't even care. So I don't need anything. I have Jesus. I don't need anything. I have Jesus. How many can say that? I don't need anything. I have Jesus. That's a powerful thing because it means you're an idiot. You're a complete idiot because you need people. Amen. Yes, you do. But the Bible says, no, you don't. All you need is God. So the Bible totally goes against man. Did you know no man can be God? Are you aware of that? You want to be God, but you'll never be God. Not even for all eternity. You will always be like God, similar to God, right? How many know that when you have children, they look to you? They have their eyes on the parent. They don't have their eyes on themselves. They're not even complaining or moaning. They just look to you and dependent upon you. The same way with God. He wants the whole world to depend on him. Man was supposed to give an account to God for his decisions and for his actions. Love God with all your heart and soul and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. Boom, over, over. That's it. All he wanted you to do. He didn't want you to sin and then say, I exaggerated, but I won't do it anymore. That would be a good work. No, don't say the latter part. Just say, I sinned. I was wicked. I'm naked before you. How many know God doesn't want to see naked people? No, he sees right through you. He sees exactly what you're thinking and doing. Did you understand that, Riley? Thank you. How old are you? 5. Powerful. 5-year-old understands the gospel better than people. Growed up people. But God wants you to grow up. So this bush is going to totally be merciful to Moses. Merciful. None of it's for his harm. All of it's for his good. Did you know God, everything that God has ever done is always for your advantage, for your profit, for your benefit. Everything he's ever said was for you. None of it was for him. None of it was for Jesus. None of it was for the Holy Spirit. All that God has ever done is, I love you, Danny, just the way you are. I don't want you to change. I just want you to stay the way you are, and I love you just the way you are. That's how you love children. That's how you love children. Now, children need the love. They don't need all your rules until they're old enough to get a spanking. So they'd have to be, you know, 2-ish or 1.5, somewhere there, until you finally say, no, you're going to get a spanking if you keep that up. And they don't know what that means, but they know I'm going to use that word someday because I feel like I'm doing wrong. And they feel guilty, even little children. But you'd have to be almost 2 years old to be an open sinner. You go to bed right now. I don't want to. That's a little kid. That's a real person. That is a real person that can say no to God and no to their parent. Wow. You've got a real person right there. And they want to be independent of you, not dependent upon your rules and laws and ways of doing things. But when they're little, they don't even care. They don't even think about it because you provide the food and the clothing and the, you know, bed to sleep on and all that kind of stuff. But when you get older, you want to be a person and you want to be able to say, no, I don't want to. That's a big deal. The state that they say that, it's a big deal. Yeah. How old are you? How old are you?
Almost 10 months.
10 months? Yeah. But she knows words. She knows words. So people haven't changed from Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve sinned, so do you. Adam and Eve sinned, so do you. In fact, there's a promise that says, until Jesus comes back a second time, you will not have a new heart and a new soul and a new walk with God. New body. No, you won't. So up until then, you'll have to suffer in this world. Did you know the whole creation is groaning? The whole creation, not just you, but trees and everything, is creation waiting for the manifestation of the children of God. Waiting till you're actually doing what God wanted in the first place. How many know God's always getting his own way? He always gets his own way. He never fails. He's never, ever, 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 ever failed, and he never will. Because he's not only good, he's gracious, and he's merciful to all men. And you'll never understand that until you realize that the churches today are lukewarm, and they don't have a clue as to what the minister is saying. And the minister doesn't either, because that's why he's the minister. So he doesn't know what he's saying. But I do. I actually do. Because I know that God wants to be God and doesn't want anybody in the world, not kings, not princes, not judges, not parents, nobody. You don't know what you're doing. And when you're overwhelmed, that's normal. When you're overwhelmed, things that you've been doing your whole life, but all of a sudden you get older and you don't want to do them anymore. And so we had a wedding yesterday, a night at Aubrey, Texas. Have you ever heard of Aubrey? So it's way up north, sort of a little bit to the east of Denton. Anyway, but I was next to the grandfather of the person that was getting married, and he was 89. And he said, well, you know, I don't know, but I just feel like I could die any day. They said in 2007 I was going to die, but here I am. And so he was quite, he was intelligent. He could speak very clearly. And my wife was talking to the wife, and they were, you know, going to go on and on and on, because you know how people are. They want to relate to people. And Peggy said, she just told me her whole life story. And this guy was a physician, and she was a nurse, and so on and so forth. They finally got to be 89 and whatever. And so people do not understand that God doesn't want you to be anything. He wants you to just to be His. All you need to know is Jesus. All you need to do is have faith in Jesus. All you need to do is relax. Don't be disturbed by anything. That everything's going our way. Now, I can see through this cross that on the other side of the cross is a golden crown or whatever it is. It's a crown, something that fits on your head. So I can see through the cross, which is negative, which is canceling me out. So it's canceling me out, but I can see there's on the other side, and if I could look through this thing and see through it for the crown on the other side, well, I'll rule someday with God. How many know you're going to be ruling with God forever and ever and ever? No world without end. I mean, it never has a beginning. It never has an ending. It's in total eternity. That's what our goal is, to get there. I don't even have it on my thing up here. I'd have to have, you know, a zillion. I can't even do it. So this life is not your life. You have a heavenly life. And God wants you to understand that mysteries in this world will be exposed someday. Not today. Not today. A little bit. The revealed things belong to man, but you don't have all the answers. You have a puzzle, but you don't have the last piece. And you're not going to get it until Jesus comes back. When Jesus comes back, you'll have a new heart, new soul, new body. You will never again be yourself. And that happened to me 50 years ago, 49. When that happened, I realized there's no more Jim. I never had in my whole life. I was always selfish and so on. I won't explain it because I've said it so many times. But I knew I don't want to be another person. I want to just be me and make a goal. I mean, do something, accomplish something. And God didn't have that in mind. And he said, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. That's what he said. And it was an out loud voice, and it was through that second window. Because I was sitting where you are, but I could see out that second window. Somebody climbed the ladder and got up there and said out loud, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. My favorite philosophical verse in the Bible, because I was into philosophy and art and, you know, all kinds of science and all that kind of stuff. But now, all of a sudden, I realized, I don't know a thing. I don't know who that voice was. But I had to go out in the snow and kind of sit there on the hill and think about, if I was a Christian, and I don't want to be, but if I was a Christian, I would not be a hypocrite. And before I got out there in the snow, I walked across the room and I realized, you'll be a hypocrite. I just realized, my gosh, you're a walking contradiction. And so, little kids, you don't really grow up. We haven't grown any different than Adam and Eve. Now, he looks at this bush, and this is what happens. God's going to talk to him. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in the flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and yet the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burned. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called to him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here I am. And he said, draw not nigh hither. Draw not nigh hither. In other words, stop. Put off your shoes from off your feet, for the place wherein you stand is holy ground. Wow. That was quite a deal. Moses, you remember, he was actually raised in Egypt, being a slave. And one day, you remember, Moses was told by God, I want you to go back to Egypt. I want you to go back to Egypt and let my people go. What? What do you mean? Well, they're slaves now and I want them to be free. How many know God wants freedom for his people? Amen. I want you to be free today because I can see through everything. I'm not looking at what I'm looking at. I'm looking at something beyond what I'm looking at. Do you understand what I'm just saying? That's faith. Faith has faith in someone other than myself. That's why I knew I had to be another person, a spiritual person. I never wanted to be spiritual, but I was. That happened. And since it happened, I realized I'm never going to be me again. So the me that's ambitious, the me that's wanting to be something, that me doesn't exist in God's sight. Right? So, God wants you to know and understand that he is not worried about your sinning. Did you hear what I just said? In fact, he had Jesus not only die on the cross, that was just showed up, but he actually died before the foundation of the world. Jesus was slain from the foundation of the world. So, in other words, Jesus knew, don't go yet. You're going to have 4,000 years. Just wait here. Just wait. I mean, that's patience. 4,000 years, that's patience. The guy's just sitting there. When am I going to go down? It'd be 4,000 years. But a day with the Lord is 1,000 years on earth. So it was 1,000 years on the earth, but he just showed up 4 days later in God's sight. So a day with the Lord is just one day. There's 7 days in the week. There's only 7,000 years. How many know you are now in the 7,000th year of creation? And there's not going to be any more time. Time is not yet up. It's still going to be happened in time. How can you make that prophecy? It's easy. But this is in the Bible. And so I know that you think that the bad guys are ruling right now. The Egyptians whom you see today, you'll never see again. This is the last time. So Pharaoh is trying to catch the children of Israel, trying to cross the sea and get away. But the problem is he has 600 picked chariots. 600. That's a lot. That's more than 10. So he has 600 picked chariots. These are of his finest troops. And they're coming after him. And all night long, a pillar appeared. And heat was given for them all night long. Well, it's cold, but the heat was given. Then in the daytime, it's like a shadow. I mean, everything God has ever done is for our benefit, for our profit, for our blessing. Why think? God has already thought it all out. He knows exactly what you're thinking, exactly what we're feeling, exactly what we've done. He knows exactly what we want, and he knows exactly that he's going to say no. Just like a little kid. He's going to say, no, don't do that. Don't do that. The day you eat thereof, you shall surely die. Man, I want things to go my way. That's why kids throw tantrums. They throw tantrums because they don't want to have no. I don't want someone to say no. I want them to say yes. Yes, you may. Mother, may I? Yes. And so you want something that's not possible. You need to have instruction every day. You need to have teaching every day. You need to be disciplined every day. Isn't that wonderful? You're all Christians, so you can say yes. But because you're all Christians, you know, hey, I want all the instruction I can get. I want all the teaching I can get. I want to hear the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Well, everything in this world is not. Only the church is correct. Without religion, this world will perish. You take away religion, it's all gone. I'm just telling you, it's only for religion. If there weren't a church, God's church, on the earth today, everything else would disappear. Absolutely. So the only reason is you. You're just a little small remnant of the people, and nobody agrees with you, but God actually is protecting you, whether you know it or not. And so we're the remnant. We're just the leftover from the carpet. Just something in the closet or something. They say this is a leftover, put it in the closet or something. And you can't even see it because it's dark in there. Open that door and you'll see it's dark in there. And you can't see anything if you went in there and closed the door. So God wants you to know, don't worry about it. I've got everything rigged for you. I've rigged the whole thing for you to be always happy. Is everybody here happy all the time? Yeah. I mean, all the time. One. I got one right there. Two, three, four, five. Oh, praise God. If I keep going, I'll get some more customers. But God is not worried about it. Even if you just obey him, even if you don't do what he says, he still loves you. He'll never change his mind. Same yesterday, today. And that was God. God knocked that off of me like that because I was too excited. But did you hear that noise? Yeah, that was me. But anyway, God... Oh. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I lost this. What do I do now? I don't know if it's on or not. All right. So... Oh, man, this thing's not on. Honey, have glue? Do you have glue at all? Let me get back to this bush. All right. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right. So he's looking at this bush, and all of a sudden God begins to speak to him through the angel of the Lord, which means God's presence. So this angel of the Lord is God's voice. And he's speaking for God. He's not speaking for himself. And he said, "Do not draw nigh hither. Put off your shoes from off your feet, for the place wherein thou standest today," right now, today, "is holy ground. Moreover," he said, "I am the God of your father, Now, he said, he's your father, but his father is not, he didn't have that name. But he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. Wow. So a lot of people are Christians today, and they're still scared that God is out to get them. Heaven is laws and rules. Well, there are no laws and rules in Christianity. There's only gifts. There's only gift. There's only gift. And you don't pay for gifts. So you don't have to do good works to get them. You don't need a wage. He's not going to pay a wage to anybody. What he gives is a gift, and you don't pay for them. So it's just like Christmas time. You just open the present, and it says, this is for you. So there it is. That's it. There's no payoff. So no little child says, how much did this cost? I'll try to pay you back. You don't do that at Christmas time. Just take the gift and open it up. It's fun because there's something good in there for a child. And God's the same way. When he gives you something, you can't pay him back. You'll never pay God back for what he did for you. It's impossible. Even if you wanted to, you couldn't. There's not enough. There's no way. So he's doing this, and he says, I am. When he says that, he's actually describing himself. I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. That's the one. And Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look on God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people. Another subject here. Which are in Egypt, and I have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters. How many have been under a taskmaster? Well, most people, as they grow up, they don't want to be under the parent. They want to be married, like the young couple yesterday. Wow. They made their own vows up, and it was like awesome. And he read it out of the book, and then she had a book, and she read it out of her book. And it said, I'm just so excited to be married to you. And so, and then it was awesome. And they couldn't hold a straight face. They started laughing, and then they felt bad about that. Because everyone's looking at them, you know, some 50, 60 people. They're looking at them and say, wow, these people really love each other. I mean, they just expressed it. And I'll do this. And he's making promises, and she's taking it. Because I said, she gets all the blessing, you get all the burden. Oh, yeah, I forgot that, you know. And so it's really great because everybody was laughing. They were having a good time because these kids, obvious, were in love. And I already taught them, love is not the basis of your marriage. The will of God is. But love comes and goes. But no, I'll not do that. I'm going to be married forever. I mean, this is it. This is heaven on earth. And so they were all excited. So I didn't even have to say anything after that. You know, it's like, go ahead, kiss each other, and go. It's because you're done. You know, I was supposed to say, who has the ring? I didn't say that. They just kissed each other. As I was supposed to say, who has the ring? But they were so excited, they didn't care about anything except being married. So that's kind of funny. Are you like that? Yes. The answer is yes. I have surely seen the affliction of my people. In other words, I don't care for my needs. I only care about the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt. And I've heard by their cry, by reason of the taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. You know, a lot of people today have lost their jobs. A lot of people have lost their jobs. They've lost their livelihoods. They've lost their business. They've lost everything. And they hope the government will be kind enough to get some pay to them. Well, it's kind of worrying, but you know, probably won't pay the bills for a whole year. So whatever you got is nothing. It just gas is up. I mean, just right there. You know, I mean, what will that do? So that little gift is really nothing. It's just a payoff for people who think the government is friendly. It's just a payoff. It's just for vote getting. All they want is your vote so that the Trump won't come back and the Democrats will rule forever. That's about it. You understand what I'm saying? And they cheated and lied and all that kind of stuff. But God is not mad at them. He just knows they don't have a teacher. There's no church in this city that is like God, that's hot, that's completely impassionate with God. They have passion to know God. Right? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, not yours. And His righteousness, I'll give you everything else. Everything else is free. Everything else is free. So liberty of the children of God is big to God. It's the only. In fact, He won't even come back until you're ready for that. He's waiting for you to be hot. He just wishes He had one congregation, one church of people. How many know it could be us? I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying it could be. Could be us. One thinks that. Two. Three. Four. We got four. So it's okay. You don't have to be ready because God always does everything. Why should you be ready? God will make you ready. When God says, make the bride have made herself ready, He means He'll do it. And you know how He does it? He just sends you, because this is the groom's job, send you a white robe, a white linen robe. He just sends that to you. And so everybody at the wedding party is dressed in white. Everybody. That's why the bride wears white. Because she's pure. And so everything is happy. Everything is wonderful. We're all equal. How many know that all men were created?
Every time I get excited.
So everybody wants to be special. And there's one guy that walked in. Remember that at the great wedding feast? This guy walked in and he had kind of like Texan sequins on his thing, and you know, you knew, hey, he's a big shot. But then the guy that run the party, you know, he's kind of the chief guy, he said, how'd you get in here? And it was obvious because he had a sequins and looked nice. Looked like nice. We just had these white robes. We're just pure on the inside. We're not pure on the outside, but we're pure on the inside. And so he said, bind him hand and foot, cast him into the outer darkness. I don't want him to be part. So he wasn't invited. How many know God has to invite you? How many know that you are going to be those that attend the wedding feast someday? Amen. And He'll send you the clothing. The clothing is not clothing. It's not a white linen thing. It's actually you're pure because you believe Jesus was Lord. That's all He wanted. Amen. And all you have to do is bow the knee, confess to God. And someday we'll have crowns on our head. We bow down to the ground, boom, all of a sudden it rolls over toward God. Because we're saying, I'm not God, you are. And so you'll have all the crowns, and put them back on your head again. Because this crown will never fade away. It'll never be forgotten. It's forever. And He just gives it back. Jim, this is yours, I think. So, wow. Well, thank you. Do I need to buff it up or something? No, it doesn't fade. It never needs attention. In other words, I don't want you to do a thing in heaven. I want you just to be blessed. You get all the blessing, I'll get all the burden. That's the way my son did it. Remember that? Yeah, I did. That the son died for you without asking your permission. He should have asked me. I don't know if I want to be saved. I might want to love the world. He said, well, if you love the world, then you hate God. Well, too bad for God. Because that's the way I grew up. But now, 50 years ago, 49 years ago, I fell in love with Jesus. And I've never been me again. I can't. I don't want to do anything else. I don't care if you pay me. I don't care what happens. I'm totally satisfied with just Jesus. Because I believe that my God shall supply all my needs according to His riches and glory. Whether anyone else thinks it, I don't care. I've never preached on money, and I never will. Knows I don't plan on it. Maybe I will after this thing right here falling off. want a new one of these things. Doesn't fall apart. So, you have a sense of humor? Did you know God has a sense of humor? Did you know God is funny? Like he said one time, now don't put new wine in an old wineskin, else you lose both, the wineskin and the wine. So, I think that was funny. Then another time he said, and if you got a garment and it has a rip on it, don't put a new patch on it, because when it rains, it'll shrink and then tear the whole garment. I think that's funny. I mean, those are just everyday experiences, and everybody knows, don't do it. But so he's just saying some obvious things about you. Don't worry about anything. God has everything, everything working for you. If you're a Christian, you got everything working for you, because God's on your side. If God be for you, who can be against you, right? So you're happy all the time, right? I only got a few rights. So if everything is going your way, aren't you happy all the time because God wants you to be happy all the time because you don't do a thing except let the parents supply everything? And all you want to say to the Father, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And he just wants praise. Why? Because you don't do anything. And it's better than being a slave. Being a slave in Egypt was not good. The taskmasters are always making you do stuff. Now, I want to keep reading. And I am God, the one that said I am God come down to deliver them, my people, out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land. What's going on today is not going to last. Unto a good land and a large land, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six. Did you know 6 is the number of man? Yeah. But later on it can be 7 or 8 and so on and so forth. But at this point, he points out 6 people dwell in the land and they don't want you. They're against you. And they're mightier than you are, and they're stronger than you are. And so you're going to go from slave to slave. But no, God wouldn't do that. No. He's taking you from slavery in your job. How many know your job is slaving? I love my job. I love my job. It's just all good news. But other people, you have to work hard to get somewhere. Not me. I don't have to work hard. Why? Because Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Five-year-old, she shook her head. So if the Bible tells you so, that you don't have to do a thing in this world, God likes you just the way you are, and he always has, and he always will. In other words, there was never a time that God was angry. You say, well, why are they going to hell? On their own cognizance. They just didn't want what God had. They didn't want to do it. There's a lot of people that don't want to do it. In fact, the majority of people don't want to do what God said. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. And they hate you for being a Christian because you're smiling. Or because you're happy. Or because you have a, you know, this or that. And so on and so forth. And so people are jealous of you. And they didn't like Trump because he always made a promise and then kept it. We make promises and don't. So they're mad at someone that does what you're supposed to do. They're mad that a minister would want to do his job for nothing. I don't care. I really don't care. If you do it, God, you know, said do it, but you don't have to do it. There's no pressure on anybody because there's no laws in heaven and there's no law on earth for me personally. So I'm just doing what I want to do. Are you like that, Marty? Are you like that? I want to do what God wanted me to do, and I like to do it. In fact, I'm going to go to the top. I'm going to be the best electrician in the whole United States. Amen. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. He's not against that. He wants you to be blessed. But it isn't the job that you have or the money that you get or the skill that you acquired. Those are all gifts. Those are all gifts. Thank you, Jesus. All you can do is thank you. you have a God like we have, and there's no other God, by the way. You have a God like we have, He's the only God. He's the true and only God in the whole universe. And He does everything, and He does everything, and He does everything. Apart from me, you can do nothing. How many know, apart from Him, you can do nothing? So you try to do it, it won't get you to heaven. You can do good works all day long. He's not interested. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. Man at his best state is altogether vanity. Nothing. Zero. Wow. So everyone today is trying to please God so he didn't get mad at him. God's never been mad. Never. You say, well, he looked like he was mad. Yeah, that's the way they interpret the word. I don't interpret that way. I believe everything is a promise. Everything is a promise. Everything is a promise. And nothing expects me to do anything. Does that mean I can sin? No. Sin is another bondage. You don't want to be in sin because that's another bondage worse than just being a human slave. Now you're a slave of sin. That's worse. He says that to the Jewish people because he always told them the truth. He always told them the whole truth. And he always didn't lie to them. When he has a sin, he says, this is your sin. Confess it. But they don't. They didn't want to. Okay. Is he mad at Israel today? Not at all. He actually knows that Israel, all Israel, that is all that believe, all Israel are going to go be with God in heaven, just the same as us. You don't have to be Christian to do it. You could be Israeli and still do it because God will forgive people that sin against him. That's mercy. That is extreme mercy. So you can do everything in your life to displease God, and he's not displeased. You're my son. You're my beloved son. You're my son. I'm not going to do that. Because even though you're my son, I'll just forgive it. I'll send Jesus down, and he'll tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. That I came to die for you, in you, through you. And I don't intend for anyone to go to heaven, even though I know they will. Because I know by foreknowledge, some won't. As a matter of fact, the majority won't. And so don't think today everyone will be Christian. They won't. That's universalism. No, not everyone is Christian. But you know what the reason is? The church isn't the church that Jesus created 2,000 years ago. The church today is lukewarm. We tolerate homosexuality. We've got a church right next door here. I love those people, but I don't like their ideas. I think their ideas are lies, deception, trickery. And so I don't believe in communism. I don't believe in Marxism. I don't believe in socialism. I don't believe in, you know, doing all these things to fix up the world. I just believe for their salvation. That's all I believe. So I bless them. I love them. I don't speak evil against them. I love them. But love doesn't change you. Did you hear what I just said? His love doesn't change you. What changes you is the presence of Almighty God saying, I love you. I want my son to marry you. That's it. So God wants you to fall in love with Jesus so that then his goodness will be yours. His goodness, his greatness, his glory will be yours. He doesn't want just to redeem you and be born again, chair four. He wants you to have everything that he has and have the riches of his glory, not just the riches of his grace. He wants you to keep growing until you're mature. And God does it. You don't even do it. You don't even do it. You don't even do it. You can't even cooperate with him. You cannot even, you know, volunteer. Oh, I'll try to do a good work today. He doesn't want you to do anything. Let him do it all. That's what God is. God is the guy that does it all for you. For everybody. Even the wicked, they get the same rain we have. The wicked get that too. So it has nothing to do with wicked. It has only to do with he has mercy for anybody that just says, God, have mercy upon me. And Israel never did confess all her sins in Egypt. And they came out, and you know what they did? As soon as they came out, they said, what about the onions? What about the leeks, you know? We had little gardens there around there. That's not a lot. Not like the Pharaoh had, but we had some, you know, we had a cow, we had a goat, you know, and so on. So they griped and complained. He said, why'd you bring us out here in the desert? This place, is there any bull nettle around here? No, there's not bull nettle in Egypt, but it's right here in Texas. I think we got it all. I don't know. I ran into that first day I got here. Somebody put me on a motorbike, and I just ran into a tree, and then I got out and got right into the bull nettle. I didn't know what bull nettle was, so I realized, well, ooh, that thing, that hurts. And there are little bitty things that just stick in your legs forever. It's like, get them out, they're hurting. So I came as a baby, I was like, ow, it hurts. Well, that's bull nettle. Oh, well, I don't like it. And so I realized, wow, they really tamed this thing down, because you hardly see it anymore. But boy, it was there in that churchyard. It was right there. So, do you all have a sense of humor? Do you all realize, don't take yourself seriously, always take God seriously. Whatever God says to you is the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. He cannot lie. Let God be true and every man a liar. Well, I found out that latter part is true. Every man is a liar, but God always tells the truth. It's the only one. Whole universe. When he says he loves sinners, he loves sinners. He's not going to change his mind. All he got to do is say, forgive me. So then it goes on. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is now come to me. And I also, he's talking for God, seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them. You have oppressors over you right now. Total oppressors. Picking all kinds of people. Come and be American. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to be legal. You can kill people. Whatever you want to do. Everybody is now taking advantage of our stupidity. And Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh? I can't go. I'm not perfect. And that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt. And God said, certainly I will be with you. This is one thing that's certain. Certitudo in the Latin. Certitudo always, always triumphs over securitas. You want security in this world, or do you want certainty of that word? This is the only thing that will never change. This is the one certain thing on earth is God's word. It'll never change. You can interpret it any way you want to. I don't care how you interpret it. But this thing, you're not going to change the text. It's still there. That same Greek thing, that same Hebrew thing, it's right there. It has never changed, but people have different interpretations. They always like to adjust, just like they do, they adjust the constitution of our state. And they adjust it so that they can rob and steal and cheat and so on and so forth. And all the government people do that. I mean, that's, as everybody's proverb is, people today aren't nice. They don't care for me. I mean, no, as a voter, nobody cares for you. They just want your vote. And you can call me at any time. And then you call and you get some staff person. And they say, oh, yeah, I'll make sure they hear what you say. You'd be naive to imagine someone cares for you. Yes. Well, I contributed $50,000. Oh, okay, all right. And so they like money. They like bribes. So everybody wants a bribe. Everyone wants someone to like you. I don't want anyone to like me, and nobody does. How many? How many here like me? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I don't know about that. Golly. Being liked, that's nice. Do you like everyone to like you? Yeah. 5-year-old always gets right answers. You know, children that are 5 like that, they actually know what's going on and just want to, let everybody else do everything for them. And they like that idea. But their brain really works. And they go, I can see this. You have to have God in your life. Boom. They got it. That's it. It's not going to change. And so when Christians grow up, you need to keep changing and keep changing until you're like Jesus. every man mature in Christ. Every man mature, perfect in Christ. How many know you're not perfect today? You're not perfect today. Today you still have sin. But he won't do that until the second time. And that's very close. You don't know how soon that is. It could be because he said, I'll shorten the days. Instead of being 1,000 years, I'll have 1,000 years, but then chop off a whole bunch of days because I may need to go down early. Because if I don't do it, a lot of the Christians would turn to the enemy. It's the only reason he said. He said that reason. That's why I don't want to do it, so I might do it just early for my own people. Wouldn't it be powerful that everybody here would say, Lord, I'm totally in love with you, and I don't want to have any other gods. And God would say, wow, that's all I ever wanted. That's all I ever wanted. You don't even have to explain it. You don't have to justify it. Just say it. I want you to have mercy upon me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's it. It's over. So how many are ready to say that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. That's powerful. So God knows that he'll win every time. And so you were called by God, just like I was. And God has visited you and say, you need to be instructed every day. And I'm the only one that can do it. So he wants to do it. And every good father wants to do it. They want to teach their children right from wrong. Come now, therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh that you may bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. No more slave. And Moses said, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh, that I should bring forth the children out of Egypt? And he said, certainly, I will be with you, and I'm never going to leave you. I will never forsake you. And this shall be a token unto you that I have sent you. When you have brought forth the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God upon this mountain that we're on. And Moses said to God, behold, you know, God, can I say something to you? When I come out with the children of Israel and shall say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they'll say to me, what is his name? So what should I say to them? And God said to Moses, I am that I am. Oh, that's clear. I am that I am. You know why God is saying that? Because he am and you're not am. What he's saying to you, I who always exist from all eternity, I will never, ever stop loving you. And I'll be with you and I'll never leave you or forsake you. That's what you're building your whole faith on, is God can't lie. Every man can lie to me, but not God. I can lie, but not God. You understand what I'm saying? So this thing is that the people that are in power today, businessmen, politicians, whoever, pastors, anybody, they're all looking out for their own. They're looking out for themselves. They're selfish. They want to be richer and more famous and drive nicer cars and have bigger churches and, you know, whatever. God is just saying, forget this world. This is not your home. Your home is in heaven. I want you to be heavenly minded, not earthly minded. Right? So when God is saying that, all you have to say is, forget this rest of the church. I'm going to go all the way with Jesus. That's enough. God would be happy if there were one or two. If there's two, he's right there in the midst. I heard God today, I did two. That's it. That's enough. Two or three. That would really solidify if there were three people who are Christian. So how many here passionate, you want to go all the way with Jesus, and Jesus is your Lord, Savior, Bridegroom, everything, all in all? 1, 2, 3. Oh, wait, that's too many. Whoa, that's too many. Wow, that's powerful. Good preaching. I'm going to keep going. And Moses said unto God, what do I say your name is? I am that I am. In other words, no one else. And he said, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am hath sent you, you to your people. And God said, moreover, to Moses, You shall say unto the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob hath sent me to you. That God way in the past. This is my name forever. This is my memorial unto all generations. In other words, before time is up, you'll see that all generations, Christians will be spared. Did you hear what I just said? So don't look at the people. Look through the people that are in charge today. They won't be here anymore. I don't care whether they're in jail or whether they moved to another country. I don't care. But I know one thing. We're going to rule again on earth with happiness and joy and passion because we are not lukewarm. We are now the zeal of the Lord of hosts have done it. That is something to believe. That actually, could I be a Christian like Pastor? He used to be not a Christian. Now he is a Christian. Could I be like that? Oh, anybody can. If God could save me, he could save anybody. If anyone says no, I don't even believe in it. I don't believe in no's. I don't believe no's or anything more than a yes. Right? So, and I didn't even persuade them. I just preached the gospel and they said, hey, I believe in that. I don't know how it works. Don't even care about it. All I do is this thing works all over the world. I'm going to drop down because he names these same tribes again in verse 18. And they shall hearken to your voice, and the people shall hearken to your voice. Isn't that interesting? God's telling them everything. And they shall come, you and all the elders of Israel, you shall come. You and all the elders of Israel, to the king of Egypt, and you shall say to him, the Lord God of the Hebrews hath met with us, and now let us go. He means shalach. Shalach in the Hebrew means, I'm going to let your people go. I'm Pharaoh. I believe I'm God. I believe I'm son of God. In fact, if you kill my firstborn son, if you kill him, then there'll be no Pharaoh after me. I don't want that son killed. That was the last plague. The son was killed. The dogs were killed. Any male was killed. Showing this, that God distinguishes between your dog and his dog, your cow and his cow, your house and his house. You understand what I'm saying? If God is able to do that because he can see everything about us. And he said, that one is mine. This one is mine to the right hand. This one is everybody else, to the left hand, going to the lake of fire forever. These people will reign with me forever and ever and have the crown and have everything that I want for them because they're going to marry my son and his life is their life. Everything is done forever and ever. I hope you like this message. Now, if you don't like it, do I have any more time? I don't know what time it is. I can't see. Am I way over the time? No. Can I go a few seconds? Okay. You can all leave if you don't want to. I'm going to read from chapter 8 of Romans. Chapter 8 of Romans. And this is Norman's favorite verse, by the way. Chapter 8 of Romans says the same thing I just told you. Same thing. Because God wants his people free forever. And because of this, he uses shalach, which means let the people go from you. Take your hands off of them. Let them go for you and have them collect all the money that they want, gold and silver, before they leave. So they not only have money to be free and open their own business, they'll have so much money that they can pay off all the people along the way that want to cheat them and so on and so forth. It doesn't matter. I'm going to give you so much, no one will touch you. And so this Pharaoh would done freely. He's not going to let him go, I don't want you to go. No, because he said no, 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 every time until the last one. The last one is the one that got him. How many know God is he's saving to the last your joy. And when you see him come and he's on a white horse and you see him with all the armies of heaven, the host of heaven, and all the Old Testament saints, all the New Testament saints. When you see that, all the church history saints, people that have died like yesterday and today and so on, you'll see them all there with the white robes on white horses. And you'll see them and say, there is a God. And every knee will bow and every tongue confess Jesus Christ is Lord. This is all the righteous, because the others will be in the lake of fire. Even Satan himself, the Antichrist, the false prophet, all of that. The whore of Babylon, all of that. Babylon has fallen. Fell a long time ago. This time it'll fall one more time. They're trying this last thing. They're pulling out all the stops. Let's say everything that the Republicans hate. Okay, say it. And do whatever you can do to force us, compel us, make us slaves again. Not going to happen. We were free and we'll always be free. You all understand what I'm saying? I'm saying this is a prophecy. I'm making a prophecy. That Bible, this Bible right here is true. Now listen to this in the 8th chapter. 8 Romans. Okay. I was on the right page. Yeah. Okay. There is therefore now no condemnation to them, that's you and me, which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made us free from the law of sin and death. We're not under sin and we're not under death. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, but you're born of the Spirit. God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin condemned sin in the flesh. In other words, that's gone. There's no more curse. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. And so don't be mad at them. They're just doing what flesh, because they weren't born again. And that's because we're not the true church. But they that are after the Spirit, they mind the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace and joy and everything. Because the carnal mind is at enmity against God. For it is not subject to the laws of God, neither indeed can it ever be. Then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But they that are in the flesh, that are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you. You're the dwelling place of the living God. You're not just going to a dwelling place. You are the dwelling place of the living God. And God hears your prayers. Every time you pray, you said, I don't think he heard me. I tried to yell. I don't think it got past the ceiling. No. He heard you. If you just sigh like this, he knows, hey, you're in trouble. Just sighing. He hears that. He said, that people believe in me. And the reason they're sighing is to me. They don't know that. But they're not just not sighing. They're saying, get rid of the bad people, so that we reign forever and ever, world without end. Right? Anyway, I could keep going on. You read this whole 8th chapter all the way to the end, and you'll realize everything is going your way. Everything is going your way. You cannot fail. When you once won, you cannot then fail, because God will never leave you or forsake you. Now, you don't have to see it to believe it. In fact, you're not going to see it. Just believe it. I see through that cross. I see the crown on the other side. That'll be me. Are you on the other side of that cross? That's all it takes. I don't see it, but I believe it. That's all. Doesn't want any more. Doesn't want any more. Don't help him out. Don't cooperate with him. Don't do anything. Just be you and let God fix you up. When God wants to make you pure, he just speaks a word, boom, it's done. Just like that. All right. Norman, pray. Yes. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you and give you His peace, not your peace, but His peace. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. You're blessed. Can't change it.